Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is August 24th, 2018. Welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined by Craig Ruffalo.
Hey, Friday is here, Mike. How are you, bud?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, all right. Me too. We got a big block party going on in Moraga, cool. California. We got about 100 people coming. It's going to be a good time.
100 people.
Yeah, we've got like five blocks in our little area of Moraga. We're all coming down to our cul-de-sac. We're going to have a free-for-all, kids running around.
That's awesome.
Kind of celebrate back to school.
I'll
How about you?
I'll be there. I just invited myself.
Perfect. We'd love to have you guys.
Do you want me to bring the beer? Or
yeah, you know, have Nate bring it. That'd be good.
Yeah, my son.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to school for those that went back to school this week. It was an exciting week for
every parent raised in pure joy that school was back, I think.
My kids got up quick, dressed themselves. It was easy. Wow. Yeah, do you believe that?
Not at all. Not at all. I know I've got a 10 and 12-year-old. Neither of them did that, so I can't imagine that happened to your family either.
No. So those that entered school this week, welcome back.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to talk about, guess what? Hey, corn and corn sweeteners.
We're right around the corner talking about getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
It's corn sweetener negotiating time, I think.
It is. We're starting to hear things pick up. So what's your take, Craig?
Well, the marketplace has been staring at corn futures for the last 2 months, talking about where directionally we're going to see this grain market head. And of course, is that going to have any impact on the overall go-to-market strategy for corn wet millers? And, you know, we've seen the market bounce around a little bit as we saw the trade negotiations kick in between the U.S. and China and how it's impacted the soybean market. It's reflected now on corn futures a little bit. We've probably seen some closeness to the contract lows when we were back in June for December futures, but I think it might have a little bit lower to go. And then as we go on in 2019, there might be some downside yet on the corn market. Net of the whole thing, Mike, I don't know that corn prices are going to have much of an impact on directional for corn sweetener negotiations.
Well, and you, back at our spring seminar in April, you had some forecast. You were forecasting those.
Yeah.
The title is Forecasting the Future.
Future.
And you did a great job there. And what you presented there versus what you see today, I mean, has anything changed for those that attended that seminar and those that didn't? I hope to see you next year, right?
Yeah, we want to have everybody
little
there.
Little plug.
That's right. And don't forget, it'll be in April next year. So get your
Chicago
calendars out, put it down. Chicagoland, April of next year.
So what did you say in April, and has that changed?
You know, in April, we were really looking at the grind shift. Again, it's kind of the components of where this marketplace was going. Wet millers were continuing to look to move front-end grind to alternative products. One category that we had the last 24, 36 months been talking about is a continual step change of taking front-end grind away from the dextrose stream and producing high DE corn syrups.
Right.
And as a result, that's going to limit the availability of all other downstream products like high fructose corn syrup. And so at that time, we were kind of predicting that corn sweetener demand would be down a little bit, but it would be offset by switching of grind around. I think the biggest challenge between then and now that we've seen is the real impact on ethanol. Ethanol, we had at that time had talked about the RFS coming up for a renewal, and yet we have not seen anything put in place. And in fact, we've seen ethanol futures drop from about $1.50 down to about $1.30 a gallon. Ouch. That's not real healthy as far as I'm concerned. If you're a dry or wet miller, that's not the right direction for pricing. And so the challenge that we're going to watch, Mike, is how that grind diversification is going to continue. Are they going to push a little less into ethanol and push it back into something else? My guess is yes, but where would that go? Will it go to starch? Mm-hmm. Will it go to glucose corn syrup?
Right.
Will it go to 95 DE corn syrups? I don't think it'll go much into high fructose, maybe a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Got it. Okay.
So that's about the only change I've seen since April. And the forecast is just the cycle of the ethanol component of the RFS.
Okay. How about anything else going back to the futures conversation on the crop or anything like that? That might, do you have some predictions on where futures might go or?
Yeah. Well, yesterday we were kind of sitting in a round table discussion internally, we all kind of put our name to what we thought December lows were going to be for for corn futures. I had said, I think we're going to hit, you know, a little bit below 357, I think. I'm going to take that back, and I'm going to go a little bit more bearish. I think we might even test 353 a bushel on the December contract. That's about 7 cents from where we are today.
What is driving your prediction a little lower? Is it trade stuff? Is it yields? What are you looking at?
There's a few things. I think first and foremost is a yield. I think our corn crop is going to be even bigger than what's been reported to this point. We won't get final yield numbers until January, but my suspicion is in October or in December, we're going to see an adjustment up on yield.
Okay.
I think there'll be a global supply rebound, and I think South America will be behind some of that. I don't think the drought that persisted in Argentina and components of Brazil are going to continue going forward. I think the bean crop is going to be larger than what's being projected now as well. Okay. I think you're going to find out that Brazil is going to plant a hell of a lot of soybeans, and I think that's going to bring soybean values down, and corn will come with it. So it'll be a soybean led decline on values, and in sympathy, corn will come down, and then the fundamentals on corn will help support the downward draft.
Okay. And from a commercial standpoint, we're seeing things starting to heat up. The wet millers are talking with their clients on an individual basis for the most part. Haven't seen any price announcement or anything like that.
Nope.
So good time to, it's a good time to talk to us if you're not a
client
right
now. I would agree. I totally would agree with that. I mean, you should be on the phone chatting with us about the expectations of where we see things going on the corn derivatives markets, whether that's starch or glucose or high fructose. And if you are a current client, obviously it's now is time to start pinging your supply base and asking them what their expectations are, and certainly get ready to go.
So next couple of weeks, we should see that pick up, and time will tell.
Again, back in April and again in June, I had made some predictions that I felt that this was going to be an elongated negotiation. Yep. I think it's going to ferret that out again. I think I'm still sticking with that prediction.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Great. Anything else on the corn side?
No, that's got it, Mike.
Oh my gosh. You know what I need to do? I need to get ready for your party.
Yeah, you do. Block party comes Saturday. For those that can, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Well, our heart goes out in prayers to all the people in Hawaii. A terrible weather situation out there. We give our prayers and thoughts to them. Hopefully they everything turns out okay for the next few days. I think they're going to have pretty heavy rains.
So. Yeah, 30 inches in 24 hours. Ouch. That's, you know, flash flooding is going to be a big problem over there, and landslides beyond just the wind damage. The other thing is thoughts and prayers go out to all those that have been impacted by the fires here in California.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I've got a bunch of friends that are in the fire departments, and they've been battling these blazes for the last couple of months.
Smoke is eerie, man.
I mean, we can see it right outside our windows, how the smoke impacts people. Well, everybody be safe out there.
Yeah, everybody enjoy their time with their family and friends this weekend. And until next week, have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit us on the web at bikini-fabel.com. Also follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.